Out of the window of the hospital, you could see a field with tumbleweed coming out of the snow and a bare clay butte. One morning, the doctor wanted to show Mr. Fraser two pheasants that were out there in the snow, and pulling the bed toward the window, the reading light fell off the iron bedstead and hit Mr. Fraser on the head. This does not sound so funny now, but it was very funny then. Everyone was looking out the window, and the doctor, who was a most excellent doctor, was pointing at the pheasants and pulling the bed toward the window, and then, just as in a comic section, Mr. Fraser was knocked out by the leaded base of the lamp hitting the top of his head. It seemed the antithesis of healing, or whatever people were in the hospital for, and everyone thought it was very funny as a joke on Mr. Fraser and on the doctor. Everything is much simpler in a hospital, including the jokes. From the other window, if the bed was turned, you could see the town with a little smoke above it, and the Dawson Mountains looking like real mountains with the winter snow on them. Those were the two views, since the wheelchair had proved to be premature. It is really best to be in bed if you are in a hospital, since two views, with time to observe them, from a room the temperature of which you control, are much better than any number of views seen for a few minutes from hot, empty rooms that are waiting for someone else or just abandoned, which you are wheeled in and out of. If you stay long enough in a room, the view, whatever it is, acquires a great value. It becomes very important, and you would not change it, not even by a different angle. Just as with the radio, there are certain things that you become fond of, and you welcome them and resent the new things. The best tunes they had that winter were Sing Something Simple, Sing Song Girl, and Little White Lies. No other tunes were as satisfactory, Mr. Fraser felt. Betty Coed was a good tune, too. But the parody of the words, which came unavoidably into Mr. Fraser's mind, grew so steadily and increasingly obscene that there being no one to appreciate it, he finally abandoned it and let the song go back to football. About 9 o'clock in the morning, they would start using the X-ray machine, and then the radio, which by then was only getting Haley, became useless. Many people in Haley who owned radios protested about the hospital's X-ray machine, which ruined their morning reception. But there was never any action taken, although many felt it was a shame the hospital could not use their machine at a time when people were not using their radios.